Luke Kellerhaus studied film production at the Savannah College of Art and Design before pursuing a master's degree in documentary filmmaking that was at Metzfilm in Berlin. Luke then returned to Telluride, where he joined the Mountain Film family as festival producer. Luke's fresh new film, Your Man, is a very personal, conversation-driven short about sexual abuse and male survivors. Luke's second project follows in that vein. His Submitting Tigers is also a short, but this one about a woman named Julie Payek, a young lady who survived childhood trauma and went on to become an MMA fighter and teacher. Submitting Tigers premieres over Mountain Film Weekend, which is May 21 to 25. This is Susan Zeebrock, Telluride Inside and Out, delighted to be speaking with Luke about his life and work. He and his subject, Julie, as you will soon discover, embody the indomitable spirit Mountain Film celebrates year after year. Luke, I know you must be brain dead at this point trying to get ready for Mountain Film, so I appreciate you taking time to join me.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for making the time as well, Susan.
My pleasure. So, as we said, Your Man is explicitly autobiographical. So how much did your own experience of trauma inform how you approach someone like Julie? Was there kind of recognition, a nod between the two of you?
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, my own experience informs how I approach all of these films. And I learned a lot with my first film, You're a Man. And I think, you know, that bond that was created between Yulia and I really started in kind of how we found her while starting the project, if you don't mind me telling that story.
I'd love you to tell that. No, go ahead, please.
Yeah, so, you know, me and my partner, Rachel Daly, who's a cinematographer, my production partner, Rachel Daly, who's a cinematographer on this film, and widely helps me develop a lot of these stories about sex abuse. We had been wanting to tell the story about coping mechanisms for a really long time, and really, really liked the way of doing it through a very, very physical coping mechanism. And, you know, her and I had done some commercials together for MMA fighters, so in Berlin, and we were in that scene a little bit, and I finally gathered up enough courage. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to find this person unless I put myself out there and go find her or find them. And I started going to these MMA gyms that I had shot in before and asking if anyone was healing, using MMA as a tool to heal from trauma, primarily sex abuse, but, you know, any kind of trauma. And we had a few pre-interviews with some candidates who would be great film participants, but, you know, either they weren't at the particular place in their healing journey where they could sustain being on camera, or it just wasn't going to work story-wise. And Yulia actually reached out to me because she heard about people going around to these gyms. She was living in Frankfurt, and we were in Berlin, but the grapevine kind of found her. And her first message to me was like, do you mean it? I get to talk about this? Because I think a lot of times we're taught in these cultures to not speak about any kind of trauma that's happened to you, but specifically sex abuse. I think not everyone has the ability to have that conversation, and it's widely stigmatized, and it's you know, it's a difficult thing to share. And her management system in MMA was telling her not to share it and wouldn't allow her to share it. So I think just the fact that we wanted to give her a voice, and the fact that in our first conversation together, I shared some of my own experiences. You know, we built that trust really quickly.
Terrific. Thank you. And thank you for telling the story about how you two met. Along that vein, how do you go about building trust with a subject who is sharing, in this case, her most vulnerable experiences on camera now?
Well, you know, I find this with any type of documentary subjects, but a lot of people, when the cameras start showing up and, you know, those difficult questions start coming out, despite the, you know, regardless of what the subject matter is, it's very easy to feel like you are on the precipice of getting taken advantage of. And I think that's true for a lot of film participants, but I think it's even more magnified when you've experienced childhood trauma, because you're taught at a very young age that a lot of people aren't safe, and to have those walls and to have those defense mechanisms. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I worked with her way before the cameras started coming out, and had a lot of, you know, calls and pre-interviews and sharing stories, had meals with her, spent time with her. Me and Rachel went down and just, you know, hung out just to create that safety. And also a lot of it is in those difficult moments. And I'm sure you as you saw in some of the interviews in the film, you know, she's sharing some very, very explicit and difficult things. And to have that going in as a filmmaker, to be able to share back and not to the point where you want to trigger anything or influence their answers, but share enough to let them know that it's okay to share as well. And then also just be really, really responsible with those answers. I mean, Yulia divulged much more than we wanted to put in the film, because I think the whole precipice, or the whole reason that we want to make these documentaries about sex abuse, and that Rachel and I have been so dedicated to doing these things, is I think a lot of content about this topic usually either sugarcoats it or presents it as trauma porn. And we really wanted to walk the line in the middle and tell a really honest story. And I think showing, you know, your subject or film participant after the fact that they may have divulged so much, but you were able to protect them even from their own answers, I think that continues to build trust as well.
Great answer. Thank you for that. At both schools, you attended Savannah, as we mentioned, and then Met Film, with the idea of producing for other directors. So what broke open for you as a filmmaker during that time?
You know, I think I learned very traditional producing and directing tactics in Savannah, at SCAD, Savannah College of Art and Design, and it's an amazing school, incredible teachers, and I had a lot of great mentors. I think being in Berlin, and, you know, a lot of topics that I wouldn't say are off limits here in the States, but maybe have a little bit more stereotypes behind them, are not so much there in Berlin. And I, you know, I think Berlin gave me a lot of courage to approach making these films about sex abuse. You know, it's a very open place. There's a lot of, you know, open sex work. There is a lot of open experimentation, and there's kink clubs and all these things. And it's just people are much more, you know, I want to be careful of dealing in absolutes, but I found had an easier time finding people who were willing to talk about these conversations there and open these things and do it from a place of less fear and less shame and less guilt, which is, you know, a lot of what, you know, I think society teaches us as survivors to feel that shame and to feel that guilt. Yeah.
Do you think now you've done two shorts, are you moving towards features, or do you see the short documentary as its own complete form?
You know, I have done a feature before. I co-directed and produced a feature with James Sadwith, who's an Emmy award-winning director. I think I feel right now, and yes, you know, I think a lot of times we go into making these films thinking that they're going to be a feature. I think originally I thought that Submitting Tigers could be a feature. And, you know, we shot another film recently, a couple years ago in Madagascar, that I thought, you know, very much think that could be a feature. But I think I'm very conscious of the audience's time, attention span, and ability to digest some of these informations. We cut way back on Submitting Tigers with the amount of footage that we have. We probably could make a feature, but I think when you drag someone through these heavy subjects for over 25 minutes, over 30 minutes, you're going to fatigue, you know, your audience. And I'm not sure, you know, I'm still learning how to, I'm not saying it's not possible. It's people who do it all the time. But I think right now, at my level of talent and my experience, I'm more comfortable doing it in a short form. But, you know, we're continuously pushing the boundaries. And, yes, I will have a feature at some point.
Okay, so it's very clear these subjects are deeply personal and deeply challenging. What do you think it's going to feel like to screen this film publicly?
Yeah, you know, I think my expectations for these screenings, I think I project a lot of my own insecurity on them because, again, like I've said before, I don't think these discussions are widely had or easily accessible, and I, you know, fear with audiences maybe rejecting that conversation, which hasn't happened yet. We had our premiere at the American Documentary and Animation Film Festival and had really engaged audiences, our world premiere rather. But I think, you know, the point of this film is that, and all the films that I make on this particular topic, is that discussion leads to prevention. And the people who do these sort of things, who abuse children or women or anyone and sexually abuse people, they excel in the shadows. And I think as a society, given our own, you know, insecurities of talking about this conversation, those shadows thicken. And so far with both my screenings with Your Man and Submitting Tigers, when I have screened them or when I have shown people or screened it for people in sex abuse support groups or anything like that, it really just opens up so much conversation. More comes out to be divulged. There's more willingness to engage. And I think the more that happens, the more light kind of gets shined on the shadows and the more ability people have to check in on each other. It's like, oh, was that situation uncomfortable? Can you help? Can I help you with this? So on and so on. But yeah, it's really exciting to screen these things, but it's also terrifying and incredibly vulnerable.
I can appreciate that. Could you explain the title, Submitting Tigers?
Yes. So, you know, this film went through many, many forms. And I think originally we wanted to make it maybe a much more metaphorical film. And when we started out making this, this took us about 4 years. And, you know, with a lot of time in between the shooting. But the Africa portion was never on. The first year of making this, the Africa portion was not on our radar. We were going to tell the story in her, you know, just in the world that she was living in at that point. And then obviously it developed to so much more. But I had always kind of envisioned, because, you know, when kids ask her or people ask her questions about, oh, what happened to your arms and your scars and why do you have those scars? She says, oh, I fought with a tiger. And I have always kind of envisioned that tiger for Yulia as being her trauma, you know, the thing that hurt her. Even though a lot of that was those scars were self-inflicted. And submitting in MMA is when you have someone in a jiu-jitsu hold or a wrestling hold and they tap, you've submitted them, whether it's a buggy choke or a omoplata or whatever. And, you know, in many ways, I think this tiger, this thing that has been holding on to her and scratching her and attacking her for all this time, you know, healing's not linear and that healing's never over, but she's in the process and will always be in the process of submitting that trauma. And that's kind of what that title means to me.
Thank you very much. Final question. So we've clearly established with this conversation that you're a filmmaker, but you also have a major job at Mountain Film as festival producer. What is that job?
So yes, I run the production and the venues and all of our production and event staff at Mountain Film. And I work with our executive director, Sage Martin, and our festival director, Crystal Merrill, to help put together the festival that they envision each year. And Crystal and Lauren put together this incredible array of films every year. And Stash Wislowski has an amazing job with his technical team and Natalie Wersing does a great job with the marketing, and we all kind of put this thing together. Laura does an incredible job with our sponsorships, and Bella and Drew do an incredible job with our tour side, and Vika kind of keeps the whole office running, and I handle our town contracts and our permitting and our venues and all of our production and event staff, and you know, we all work together to put together a really, really incredible festival. And Paul is also on the programming team as well, and Paul Phillips does an amazing job as well.
Okay. I'm sorry to have interrupted you. Yes,
that's
it is an incredible team. It is an incredible event. It's coming up to open the festival season in Telluride on May 21st. Again, this is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. Absolutely delighted to be speaking with Luke Kellerhaus about his film, which is premiering at Mountain Film on over that weekend of May 21 to May 25. Luke, again, I can't thank you enough for your time. I know you must be brain dead after a long day of work at Mountain Film. So best of luck with the festival. And again, thanks for taking the time to talk with me.
Thanks so much, Susan. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.